Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. Damn right!
Once again, the song, B. Facts, are you good? You straight? I think. Unified?
You tell me. You tell me, man.
Looking great, my brother.
My man.
Looking great, my brother.
Good to see you. How's everything?
I'm alive and well.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh yeah.
I'm alive and well. I can't complain. How about you?
You know, summertime is crispy time, man.
Summertime. You know. Yeah, you know what I mean, pool parties, beach parties, rooftop decks.
It's happening. They're all happening.
Beverages. Libations.
Glad to be outside, man. Rooftops. Glad to be outside, man.
Us Brooklyn, New Yorkers.
Yeah.
We're gonna get in that BQE today.
Absolutely. I go to the other one.
Yeah. We're gonna take a trip. We're gonna take a trip out to Queens.
We're going to Queens.
Well, with all that said,
yes, sir.
Left rack is Iraq.
Nope. 110%.
And we are going to indulge ourselves in this debut Noriega album.
First solo album.
N-O-R-E.
Coming off that fire War Report CNN album.
Listen, CNN made so much noise in the street. Ooh. Like, it was such an unfortunate time for Pone to get locked up. Not that it's ever a good time.
Right.
But just the momentum.
The absolute worst
yeah,
time.
Yeah, the momentum that they had built. What was happening in New York.
Yeah.
The sound in New York.
Absolutely.
But it worked out really well for Victor Santiago. I mean, a Nori solo album, mm-hmm, though. Talk to me about just that in itself, right?
I mean, it's interesting because, you know, Nori isn't your typical, he's like one of those alt MCs who found success. You know what I'm saying?
What is an alt MC?
Like an ODB is an alt MC.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like dudes who had their own style, it's singular. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't really grasp what it is exactly,
right,
but it works.
But it works.
He makes records. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nori has some records on his belt.
ODB. I would always say, you know, and we'll get into this, obviously, Nori is not the best MC, but he knows how to make songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, he knows what beats, energy, what I'm saying? Like, kind of the formula
to
put together to make some pretty good songs.
Yeah. We have to give credit to Nori for not only, taking it to chains and keeping it going while Capone was locked up, but, like, he also managed to, like, kind of almost create his own little lane, like his own genre, you know, style.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody raps like him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he raps a lot like, a lot of the Queens guys rap a lot like Nori and, you know, that type of style. Capone is pretty much straight-laced with lyrically, you know what I'm saying?
More...
But like, you know, as far as that done talk, like, nobody did it like, I mean, it's P, of course. P's like the godfather. But like, Nori took it to a whole nother, like, whole nother level.
Yeah, because his structure is no structure.
There's no structure.
Yeah, his structure
it's amorphous,
is no structure.
Amorphous. Yeah.
You know, even when you think about Prodigy, right? Yeah. Like, for as much as Prodigy would go off and maybe not rhyme,
right,
like
or pronounce the words.
Yeah. But you know, Nori is a whole other different thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like into ODB. I think that's actually a good comparison.
Yeah. Ultimate season. But like, if Prodigy bent the linguistic rules,
which I love, by the way.
110%. Throw a TV at you. You already know, right? But fuck it. But if he bent the rules, fucking Nori's completely broken.
Nori set the whole rule book on
broke
fire.
That shit in pieces. Nah, like, listen, anyway, let's get into it, man.
Let's get into it. So we're into 1998.
Yes.
Nori, Solo,
Hot
The
Rookie.
City.
Hot Rookie.
Yeah, he was on that Sauce cover.
Big Sauce cover.
New York City is very much still dominating the sound. And
still own it.
Nori has a lot of support. Like, people rock with Nori.
Oh, Nori. People love Nori.
People love Nori.
Like the official dudes, you're talking Nas. Mm-hmm. We're talking Mobb Deep, mm-hmm. right? We're talking Big Pun. Mm-hmm. We're talking Busta Rhymes.
Nori's street pedigree, contributes to that as well.
It's a lot of shells and dudes.
Yeah. There's literally a song called Nori Shot Somebody. That was derived from a soundbite in an interview where they were talking about Nori shot somebody.
I forgot about that. That's hilarious.
So Nori was, you know, he was outside. He had did his time. It was crazy. Him and Pone had kind of went back to back. Yeah. He did his time. He came out. They got hot.
In real time, too. I think he did like three. Like he did a full three.
My son Eno was definitely.
And he was in it from young. I mean, he shot somebody after the Juice movie, like while Juice was in the theaters. That's early with it, boy.
Back in the day.
That's early with it, boy.
Yeah, man. Damn. All right, let's get to this album, yes, man. Sir. The jump off intro. No rating on that, but you know,
it's like an interlude. Yeah, no real rhymes on there, but I mean, the first record.
There were rhymes on this record, though.
Boy.
Banned from TV.
I mean, to start your album off with Banned from TV is
that's interesting,
wild,
too, right? Though, yeah, to set it off with a posse cut like that, right?
That became a classic.
That, yeah, but.
It is a classic, yeah.
You got your solo album, you were in a group,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're trying to build your name and yourself up as an individual and a solo artist
right.
to set your album off with a posse cut.
Right.
It was a little advantageous.
I mean, highly ambitious, but what I would say is this album is very weirdly sequenced.
Oh my God, it's all over the place.
It's all over, like,
and again, to my point with Banned from TV.
You're supposed to establish yourself.
Yeah, as a solo and build artist. Up to this.
You're supposed to establish yourself. Like, N.O.R.E. is a good first single for Nori, mm-hmm. right? We'll get to that, right? But like, you need a Nori type of record to establish this album before you get into it. Like, you going to go into it with Nature and Pun verses before we even get to you.
And the Styles and Jada back to back.
Jesus Christ. Like,
and before, Killer Kim. Before, like, Super
before
Hot.
Before we get to you.
Right, before we hear you.
I mean, I get it. You know,
Big Pun.
Paying all homage, but like, come on now.
Yeah, man. With that said, though, let's get into this Banned from TV talk. You threw words around. Mixtape classic. Classic posse cut.
Yeah.
This is one of those records, brother, that for me has stood around since since it dropped. It has never left my psyche.
It's never dropped value.
Yeah, it hasn't really left the rotation,
no,
really.
Not at all. You know what I mean? I don't forget verses. I know lines by heart. I mean, the thing is, the beat is so redundant and nobody cares.
Nobody cares. But listen, when we doing Hard to Earn, right?
Right, right, right.
I'm listening. I'm like, wow, this is just a real four bar.
Well, you know, it wasn't supposed to be the beat. Swiss didn't want this to rock.
Right.
The beat wasn't finished.
Right. The beat wasn't finished.
And Nori was like, nah keep it like this.
As is.
Yeah, as is.
Because it's just a continuous same four bars, loops over, and that's it.
Scratches.
And get right to
that's
it. Right? Not even real scratches.
Not even real jiggers. They're just the jiggers.
Those AI scratches.
AI scratches. It wasn't really there.
Nah, they weren't really. Wasn't nobody DJing, man. But with all that said, something about this record mm-hmm. makes it knock so crazy.
Oh, I mean,
the sound is so loud and unorthodox and obnoxious.
You got the best.
And you got the best rappers.
The best rap. I mean, everybody is top 10. At 98, everybody on this record is top 10.
With the exception of Nature.
Oh, right. He's the new dude.
With the exception of Nature. Sure.
Who you think has the best verse? You still with that?
You asking me if I still think
you still think Nature has the best verse on Banned from TV?
What I said was the competition that Nature was amongst,
mm-hmm.
the fact that he went in there and showed out,
right.
I credit his verse higher because you know Pun, you know what Pun going to do. You know what Styles and Kiss going to do.
Mm.
You know what Killer Cam going to do.
I mean, Cam was a rookie too, though.
Yeah, but
Nature and Cam were like almost right there. Like he was like a level.
I think Cam was.
Cam was a sophomore. He was a freshman.
Yeah, but Cam had a way more established. You know, outside of Nature having mixtape joints, you didn't hear much from Nature, and he was on the Firm album that came out right before that.
For sure.
But he was definitely still building up. I don't think his name was as big in the street as Cam.
He was the rookie on the
yeah.
Track.
He was the rookie on the All Star team. Sure. But he went crazy.
He went nuts. He got lines.
He went crazy.
But who has the best verse though?
Does Nori have the best verse?
On what? On song?
All right, man.
on N.O.R.E.
Yo, somebody else on that one. He might not still have the best verse.
That's crazy. Yo, who has the best verse on Banned from TV?
That's a loaded question, bro. I don't know. I'm
Pun, man. I've been consistent with that. Pun, man. No bars off.
Nah, Pun went crazy.
There's no bars off on that
but
shit.
But neither did Nature, bro.
Nah, but Nature took a couple bars off.
No way.
Took a couple bars off.
No way. All right, man, which ones?
I mean, we want to listen to it now?
No, I'll recite it.
Recite it. Go ahead.
Regardless of rain
sleet
or snow,
sleet or hail, mm-hmm.
I kick street tails, choking niggas like I'm Spreewell.
Golden State,
holding your fate in the palm of my hand, mm-hmm. blow you away like it's a part of the plan. I gotta call it how I see it, talk it like I be it. I'm walking my walk, thugged out, orthopedic, because I'm soon to be up. Give me room. Watch me. Yo, give me room and watch me heat up.
Yeah.
Niggas trying to stick me like Abdul Awima. Follow the leader. Make me go extra hard. Yo, Nori, should I hold back or show the repertoire?
That's a bar off.
Go ahead. What's a bar off?
That's two bars off. The last two lines. Should I go extra hard? Like, that wasn't crazy.
I mean, that
was that was a setup
that's
line.
That's a setup line.
That was a setup, yeah. That's the punchline, though.
Pun got setup lines in his
He took nothing off. Everything was crazy in Pun's joint.
Nah, bro.
Everything was crazy in Pun's joint.
Put a 16 or throwing extra bars just for the non-believers. Yep. So you why it's so hard to reach us. I get pussy with my father's features.
I puff heavenly.
See me at 6'1". Weigh a buck 70. Yeah. Catch me in spots that y'all niggas never be. Packed in like Green Bay. Harlem Week to Queens Day. Performing a cappella. No.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
DJ 98 Live, no replay. Make it see. Oh my easy. God. Come on, Nate. You went so crazy.
It's not, it's a nuts verse. It's a nuts verse. He took a couple.
Yo, to set the song off like that, he went so crazy, bro.
I'm saying.
I love it. Was so visual too for me. Like,
yeah.
I loved it. But yeah,
Pun, I hold listen. Niggas for ransom for money like Johnny Handsome. Been sunning niggas so long, I think I got a grandson. That's the line of the fucking song.
That's a great line.
That's the line of the song. Listen,
I don't know, bro. Getting pussy with my father's features is pretty.
You love that line.
Yo, that's such a witty way to say I look like my dad and get bitches. I love that.
I get it.
Anything else? I mean, the Styles and Jadakiss back to back. Those guys are unfair.
Bruh.
Those guys are unfair. So I'm not listening to this as a fan so much this week. I'm listening to Analyze, right?
And I fell in love with fucking, yep. with Jada. And
I love those guys. Son. Those are my favorite humans.
Why did they get deep on us at the end? They got spiritual and shit. So they talk about visions and shit. Yo, what are they doing? That's a fucking posse cut in 98.
Those guys are really ridiculously
good.
What
are you talking about, sir?
They're well equipped to handle this MC and shit.
Son, I'm like,
you know what else is crazy?
They got one album.
You know what else is crazy?
What's up?
It's 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are still.
Still.
Those guys don't stop.
They still making history.
I just saw Jadakiss.
Took over the pandemic.
Like, come on, bro. I just saw a Kiss at the Starter store 2 days yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. Just happy, living his life.
Asian backwards,
I it, man.
I love it.
Full hairline.
Life is good. Life is good.
Grandiose. Anything else to say before we get into a rating?
My gift is half rotten when I spit it to tears.
That should have dropped down, y'all. I'm too tired to cry.
Hold up. That's style. Then Kiss comes in, right? I never knew a nigga that's too live to die.
You get what you ask for.
Do you get it? Because you asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's poetry, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's poetry.
If a nigga ain't a thief, then he better have cash for it.
Listen, you got to come with it somehow. Oh, my goodness.
Yo,
those guys are
like
crazy,
intelligent street knowledge shit. You know what I mean?
Intelligent street knowledge.
Yeah, those guys were, I mean, Lyrically, of course, super ill with it, right? But vocabulary and life experience and thought.
And painting. The imagery, they understood all of that.
Yo.
The imagery is nuts.
I think they understood it before they understood that they knew it. You know what I'm saying?
They're puppies. They're like, they're 21 years, son.
They're babies.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
They're great.
No, they have no idea what they're doing.
They're great babies.
They have no idea what they're doing, man.
It's like Illmatic, bro.
Right.
It's like Illmatic. All right.
Anyway, yeah, we can do a whole episode on this song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we got so many more songs to get to that will not have this in-depth level of analysis. What'd you give it?
9.5
9.5
Yep.
9.5 Why not?
Guess why?
Because Nori's on it. It was his song. You evil, evil human, you.
I'm saying, you know, the verse is whatever, but it ain't what those dudes would do it, man.
Yeah, man. You know, Nori came and added complexion.
Yes,
he added character to the song.
Yeah, and at least verse isn't terrible. It's a Nori.
But them guys was really rapping.
Them niggas was rapping. He brought lyrical assassins on. Like, that is bold when you know you are not one. That's crazy. That's bold, yo.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And we're not even going to switch up the beat on it. We're going to just keep it going.
We're just going to keep going.
Anyway, so you gave 9.5 also?
I gave it 9.5, yeah. Cool. Out the gate, strong. I love my life.
Love my life.
Produced by EZLP. Featuring Carl Thomas. You said I don't love this song?
I don't love this song.
Talk to the people.
Nah, I'm fucking with it. This song, it's cool. It's cool. Again, weird sequencing. Like, we just had like a lyrical onslaught.
Sequencing is ass
backwards. And then we get the bing, bong,
bing. We get the smoothed out.
Carl Thomas?
Introspective-y.
Like, he's not establishing himself. Like, this is not a Nori. I mean, this is a chick Nori song, kinda, or a commercial Nori song, if you will. But he's not establishing what he does and what he does well and who he is.
Like, who we know him to be.
He's going on awful. He's a super thug. How are we already talking about like the you love your life? You're supposed to be thugging it out still. Establish the story, man.
Mm-hmm.
Bad A&R in you.
Yeah, I'm not sure who sequenced this, but it definitely takes away from how impactful some of the songs could have been because you're not giving me no story. It's not weaving. It's no thread.
There's
you know what I mean?
No thread.
It feels like a compilation, like, you know, or a soundtrack. You expect this from those type of records or those type of albums where it's just an array of songs thrown together. But for an album, give me a complete body of work with a thought.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Take me somewhere. Yeah. Take me somewhere.
He's giving us the other side, like the deeper side of his life before he establishes the surface. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird. But, and also, like, you know, this is Carl Thomas. But didn't he have 4 verses on this song?
It's a longer song. It's
4 verses. We never need 4 Nori verses.
Not even on 4 different songs. giving us a glimpse into it.
Bullets today.
Nah, Jesus. I love it. I love Nori. I just saw him in Miami. Great guy, great person.
Great dude.
And has hit records, like big hit records. Love Nori, man. Great dude. I've been in reggaeton. I've been in clubs. I've seen clubs get shut down because Nori and Squad was in there fighting.
Really?
I've seen.
You've been in your front row?
I've seen parties end and get restarted. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Off of Nori records.
Because Hot 97 Legends, boy.
New York City.
Hot Legends.
Listen, bro.
Ton.
Listen, bro.
You can't shoot up Hot 97, bro.
Listen, bro.
That's wild.
Nori shot somebody. Carl Thomas on this joint, produced by EZLP. Nori is giving us a glimpse into his life. He's taking us through his life and times in Left Rack.
Yeah.
He's naming names. You know, that's a thing of mine. Yeah. You make it more real when you really...
I know he played ball.
Some names in there. I don't know if the beat aged really well, though.
The beat didn't age really well. And I actually have more of an issue with the hook. Because the hook is just really light, man. Like, I mean, Carl sounds cool. But, I mean, this is Carl coming off of... You know, like, the world is filled. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has, like, really strong, like, you know, the shit he's doing. He's got, like, really strong, been around the world. Like, he's got really strong features around his time. And this one just sounds, this performance does not sound great. I don't know if he was, like, mailed it in or he wasn't as excited. Carl Thomas, man. And I get it. We ain't get to, like, I wish yet, right?
Carl's tone, though, for me, man, it usually does the trick. You know,
it usually does
a trick. He sounds silky and milky on this joint.
Been Around the World might be my favorite Carl Thomas hook.
Now, to your point, he's definitely has stronger performances.
But maybe it's the beat. The beat is super light.
I don't think that he did anything out of turn.
Easy OP.
As far as what was happening with the rest of the record. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he kind of got in right where he fit on this joint. Overall, not a bad record. Mm-hmm. You know, again, we talking Nori, right? Mm-hmm. So, because we emphasize production and lyricism mm-hmm. and song, mm-hmm. obviously, when you're talking Nori, you're going to have to grade higher. And so you got to grade on the curve, right? For sure. You got to grade higher on overall Nori. Song and less lyrical density because you're not going to get that. And you just be setting yourself up sure. if you were looking for that. So, Gray and Nori on the Nori curve, what do you give I Love My Life?
7.5.
7.5?
Yeah.
Gave it an 8. Okay. Gave it an 8. Now, Bonesu, what you been looking for?
That's what I've been...
What you been yearning for? Yo, man. What you been waiting for this entire time?
It's like a gun trilogy.
Gat strategy.
I never understood that. Yo,
I love it, but it sounds fire,
it
though.
It sounds fire. Great. He never explained it.
It don't matter.
What is a gun trilogy?
It's left up to your explanation. Do with that what you will.
There's nobody else on the song. Yo, where's the three guns coming from?
It's like a gun trilogy. Gat strategy.
Where? How? What are we talking about? What's the subject? It starts off, it's. Nori, that's a subject. Right? What's the subject?
Come on, English professor.
No, you don't need to be a professor. You don't need to be a professor.
Just go to class.
You're in second
just
grade.
Go sit in the...
Son, what's the
just go
subject?
To grade school.
It's like a gun trilogy gas strategy. What is your subject, Noriega?
Like your majesty.
What? For real? What? I said, really? Tell me. What's what?
Trackmasters produced. First single off the album. first look off the album. Great way. You know, Nori had... Mm-hmm. I remember the promo campaign for this project where, again, right, we talk about the caliber of friends that he had features. He had everybody in the promo campaign. He was
everybody in his video.
Yeah, he was kind of, right. It was because it was chopped up from his video. Yeah. He was kind of like a darling.
Yeah, he
you
was.
Know what I'm saying?
He loved
like
him.
A New York him. City underground rap darling.
I mean, yo, street cred takes you far.
That's a fact.
And people were like, yo, this dude put holes in dudes. He's fucking co-signed in the streets by these greats.
But also just a cool guy.
And a fucking really cool dude. And funny.
Funny guy.
Funny dude, charismatic, always been charismatic.
Super charismatic,
it makes sense.
For sure.
It makes sense who he is today. You know
for
what
sure.
I'm saying?
For sure, for sure.
And I, you know, love who he is today. I love who he evolved into. Like, he took all the best parts of who he was and refined it with age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's got rid of all of the, you know, the negative shit.
Absolutely.
Got put in the garbage disposal. Well, maybe except for heavy drinking. That's not really good.
I hope he slowed down, but he has a show called Drink Champ.
He does have, he gets
fucked up at work.
He got to stay on brand. It's my job to get fucked up.
Yeah.
So I said, it's good to hear finally a Nori, you know, handle a solo track. Yeah. On his joint.
It's a quintessential Nori right here. It's a patented Nori flow.
Which is no pattern.
Just all over the place.
He's not rapping about anything in particular. It's like word association, rhyme vomit, love the Donnie Brasco reference.
Yeah. He actually broke that down. Right. I love that.
He did. You looking for the breakdown?
No, I love it.
Also, this is the title track. So obviously we put a little more emphasis on the title track, especially if it's a self-titled album.
Yeah.
Right? What do you have to say about it?
Same thing you said. I mean, talking about the production, though, Nori not only established his own style and Lil Lane lyrically, right, you know, with his Nori flow, but also, like, if you notice, like, there's a lot of, like, Asian elements on the production side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of, I mean, in different producers, not even just one producer, like, from EZLP, LES, you know, Tone and Polk. Like, for some reason, I don't know if that's Nori asking for that or he just happened to, like, be attracted to beats with Asian elements. But, you know, this is one of the first tracks that you'll hear. You'll hear more of it throughout the album, but this is probably the most popular one.
That was a thing, though, at that time, too. Remember, they was just sampling. They was making beats off of those. Like, everybody found some Asian crates.
It was Italian mafia lyrics.
Right.
And Asian beats.
Definitely mafioso lyrics. I gave N-O-R-E an 8.5.
Same.
8.5?
Yeah.
Word up.
I just wonder why he only fucks with... I only fuck a bitch twice if she get on her knees. Like, that's...
No, he was very... he was very contradictory throughout this.
He loves fellatio. Yeah.
Well, literally, we'll get into that. We're headed that way.
Hey, look at this guy. He's always got their head on their shoulders. Wow.
Right, so there's the head skit.
Yeah.
Definitely uncomfortable to listen to as a grown man,
it's
2023.
It's not puns one. That's not puns. That's not pun and flex. That's not pun and flex.
Yo, we the best, right? Head, another Trackmasters produced joint featuring Nature. Shout out to Nature, man. You know, Nature had his kind of coming out party on the Firm album. There was obviously a little controversy surrounding it with Cormega no longer being a part. But Nature, for all intents and purposes, was always a really dope rapper to me. I always thought Nature was a dope rapper.
I love Nature. I was natured out.
Word.
On a mixtape. Before he even came, I was natured.
I was fiending for Nature freestyles and songs and verses.
I had a tape of Nature. I would fucking put all his verses on one side. And like I was natured out.
For sure. Same.
How about this, dog? This is crazy. I just remember something about my own history. My first feature in XXL was Nature.
Look, will you look at that?
Because I was so fiend. I was like, yo, y'all can't.
It was a full circle moment.
They did a QB story. It was Prodigy, Nature, and what the fuck was it? Might have been Trage.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was like, yo, I'm super young. I'm a pup. Like, I'm like, yo, y'all, nobody's writing about Nature except me.
Nothing moved but the money. Nature.
Listen, Brooklyn out. And I'm like, they leave. That was my first. I was still in college too. First feature in XXL was, it's fucking dope. Nature. Crazy.
Dope. Yeah, I was always a fan of Nature. Like, totally he had an ill voice. You know, he could rhyme.
Ill voice.
You know, he had vivid imagery type shit.
And his own pockets, man. Yeah. I just liked the way he moved with the pen.
He lived in those beats.
He make sure his joints got space, you know, the right joint. Anyway, man.
For sure, for sure. So he's on this joint.
Wish we had more, man.
Did you like the Fall Seasons album?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't.
It fell short. It came much later than it was supposed to. It was changes.
I think it got leaked a little bit. He was having problems. Like, it's almost like he just threw him out there. Like, they didn't really handle
it. Like, fuck it.
Like, I'm like, how the fuck does Nori get? Nori had all the support in the building, outside the building, in the street. You know what I'm saying? Other MCs. And they just like threw Nature out there. Like, yo, it's whatever.
So on this song, Head, obviously coming off CNN War Report, it was like an unexpectedly successful album, right?
Fire fucking album.
Right. Super fire, critically acclaimed, did well, got those guys in a position to make a little bit more money.
Absolutely.
And now Nori is enjoying the fruits 100%. Of those labors.
He loves his life.
He loves his life. Yeah. He also loves Head, like you said. So, even on this joint, he said he gets to rap about the happier things in his life. Coming off the War Report, you know, we post-war. We back in the good times.
Absolutely. I mean,
funny bone here. I never used to drink. Now I'm known to drink plenty. Foreshadowing. The chorus comes from Nature, which is off of one of my favorite songs from the Firm album, I'm Leaving.
Mm-hmm.
That was Nature and Nori as well on the Firm album. Right. Hey, yo, Nori know this. Nori know that. That was one of my favorite joints.
Yeah, absolutely.
Off
absolutely.
Of that one. But yeah, man, you know.
I don't understand why is Doggy Style was his favorite position and he flipped it on some head shit?
Yeah, he flipped it dead shit.
Why can't you have the both?
You could.
Supposed to have both.
Well, favorite.
Should have both.
Favorite.
Head's out of position. That's out of position. You're not doing anything. Your eyes rolling back is out of position, Sarah. Oh. that's not a position, man.
I don't know. you're right. You're right. I love that you always come like you're such a technical thinker.
Like, yo, man,
you know what I'm saying?
I try to just ask the questions, man. That may be on people's mind that you know.
Doggy Style was my favorite position. He didn't really say head was a position.
I flipped it.
Dead shit. Got on some head shit.
He deaded that position.
Right. He just want head.
I just think Nori's lazy as fuck. I think that's what that really is, man.
Nori is not lazy because if you could get good head in the whip and not crash it.
Son. That's skill.
That takes focus.
That's skill.
Yeah, it may be a skill.
But it's also a skill I possess. I mean, but it's also like get head or die. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
seriously injure yourself.
You gotta,
you kind of gotta stay focused.
Yeah, that's
you gotta stay locked.
It's not lazy. Like, you gotta
no,
stay
focused. No, the alternative is the pullover.
You said what?
The alternative, you can just pull over.
I'm saying if you can't stop, I mean, clearly, just not drive. That's the alternative. Right. Not that's driving your head. Right.
Which we suggest. Hard to earn fans.
110%. 110%. Oh my God. Yo, how many niggas crashed though, B, because of this line though, son?
Think about this.
How many niggas uncrashed their fucking whip, almost crashed?
The stupid shit that rap got us doing.
Son.
I never crashed, but I definitely was so intrigued with the thought, the sheer thought of getting head in the whip.
Absolutely.
And not crashing it.
Absolutely.
Y'all roll the dice. 1%. Roll the dice. 1%. Yeah. What did you give this song?
Give it a 7.
Give it a 7?
Yeah.
Give it 7.5. Okay. It's Not a Game, featuring Mussolini and Maze, produced by SPK.
What do you think about those dudes?
Moose and Maze?
Yeah.
They always, to me, felt like Nori's sidekick guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they're like names that you know if you were part of a certain era, cut from a certain cloth, mixtape era.
Yeah.
Obviously, they did a lot of joints with Nori and, you know, that whole Queens side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they never had an opportunity, a real moment to establish themselves and kind of do their own thing. So yeah, I just kind of know them as Nori's mix.
Yeah.
I couldn't, if we being honest, I wouldn't be able to pick them out of a lineup. Or if one of them bumped me on the street, I'm going to be like, yo, Maze, say excuse me.
But is that the same Mussolini who rhymes with Ninth
Wonder? With the Ninth Wonder joint now.
Same Mussolini.
Yeah, I believe it's the same Mussolini.
Because I like that album.
Yeah.
I do like that album.
Yeah, shout out to Ninth. Shout out to Mussolini.
But I always, like, it's like they never, it's weird about them. Like they rap very Queens-like, right? Especially here.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really use a lot of like creativity that MCs use. Like there's no metaphors or entendres. Like they just put words
just
together.
Rap. Yeah, just say the words.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this joint though,
man.
Yeah,
yeah. It's Not a Game. Super Queens record.
Yep.
You know, yeah, I mentioned the whole, you know, them. I like them. I like their voice. That's what it is. I think I like their voice. I like their approach to it. It's almost like they come on the track and kind of they command attention, but they don't really always, like, they don't really astound you. It's not like a whack verse. They're not, they're just like,
right.
It's cool.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not something that I'm, it's not a lot of memorable
lines.
No
standout shit.
Yeah. It's not like, memorable lines.
Like, look, we talk about Nature. Nature could have easily been one of those guys, but he set himself apart.
Yeah.
Lyrically, tone-wise, delivery. Like, he gave you more presence. You felt, you know, he gave you more of, wow, who's that? You wanted more.
Yeah. And it's funny because they're kind of like, their verses are not sonically monotone, but like lyrically monotone. It makes Nori stand out a little bit more on this song. You know what I mean? And like Nori's very much Nori in this song.
Mm-hmm.
Like he starts off. Now that's that shit I'm talking about. Now that's that shit that I'm talking about and shit. Like that's the first line. That's the first line. Like I cracked up at that shit. I'm like,
okay.
That's no subject again. Like he stayed with a, it.
He
and
talking
shit.
About that shit. He talking about.
That's it clearly. Clearly.
What shit that is, I don't know.
That's
but
that
I don't know what this whole
about.
Song
but it's,
is about.
But it's, no, but it's two shits, though. It's that shit that he's talking about and shit.
And shit.
It's additional shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you would. You would.
You
would.
I have got to entertain myself somehow with this shit, man, okay? All right? What are we talking about?
You're a
what,
jerk.
What?
You're a jerk.
No, but hold on. But in okay. But in
yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your boy Spitty here from DGB, aka Dirty Glove Bastards, off the Porch Podcast. Now, if you're a fan of artist interviews, then make sure to check out and subscribe to Off the Porch, a show that interviews everybody from the dopest up and coming artists, your favorite OGs and legends, street comedians, directors, and other influential people from the culture. And it's brought to you exclusively by Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop, powered by creators.
It's offense, like them same niggas that you fucking with them cats that you don't fuck with. Like that's kind of that's poetic
though. That's poetic.
That's some ill
sure.
poetic
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You know what the fuck he's talking about? It's very clear.
Very clear.
He
in that particular
yeah,
instance.
He, most you know when you're writing, you're not supposed to repeat words like that. He don't give a fuck about that.
Redundant
he's
man.
He delivers it and it's ill. It's and. I don't know if it's by accident, but it's also poetic. So that's what I'm saying. Like, he's very much Nori on this. Like, you either, if you love Nori, you love this shit. If you hate Nori, you're going to hate this shit. Right? And it is like, but also, like, his style is so original, it makes it stand out over, like, you know, Maze and Mussolini.
Of course. But also because he's so animated, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, even,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Delivery even if he ain't saying anything.
He's a performer.
Yeah, he's performing it at a level that's going to make you pay attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It would have been great if he. You know,
said some
was able to have some shit, you know what I mean? With the shit.
Some sustenance.
If he said some shit with the shit and shit.
Some shit with the shit.
I actually like Mussolini on this joint. You know, he set it off right. I like you said, I like his tone. I thought it was a great pairing.
They always have great tone.
I thought it was a great pairing in that they bookended Nori. You know, he got a chance to shine. It's his album. It's his song.
Yep.
They didn't take away from anything. They didn't necessarily wow me with anything.
No.
But overall, it was a solid joint. I don't know what the hell the song is about.
I don't even the hook.
What's not
the,
a game?
The hook is the hook. I guess they are not a game. But like the hook is, it's like one of those typical, you know, verse, half verse,
right?
Queen's hooks.
These guys were not.
They ain't say shit. Yeah, these guys were not
excellent chorus and hook guys.
Not at all.
Most of the choruses, most of the hooks were verses. I mean, even Head is just
a snatch of a nature verse.
Right, like a line in the verse. Right. Like, yo, that's, you know what? Let's make it a hot song. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They did.
Shut up, yo. It's not a game. I gave it 7.
Same.
7? Yep. Okay, cool. Fiesta. Trackmasters love them a Fiesta, boy.
Yo, man.
Tony Pope love them a Fiesta.
I mean, yo, it's Victor Santiago, bro.
It's true. You know what I'm saying? This is true. And Kid Capri.
And Kid Capri. Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's light skin out.
But let's Fiesta.
Yes, let's Fiesta. Let's Fiesta.
Let's Fiesta.
Yo, are you going to turn a fucking down into a verb, son? Like,
yo, are we Fiesta or not, bro?
I like the production on this shit, man.
Oh, yeah. It's exciting.
This shit slaps. You know, it gives it a feel. They were at the time, you know, Nori, of course, plays with like the Asian elements production-wise. But at this time, you know, we love a motherfucking, you know, a Latin, you know what I'm saying, deviation in hip-hop. We love that shit.
Don't get us canceled.
Yeah, we love that shit, right? Don't say Oriental rug, people, right? So I mean, you know, but because it's Victor Santiago, when he's able to do that, like Pun was able to do that as well, it's good to see him lean into that. And this joint works, man. This shit slaps. I love the fucking hook. It's really smart. You know, and the humor. That's another thing too, right? We talked about how charismatic.
Right. There's humor in this one for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he lied to the chick, got her.
Get
her
put on.
You know what I'm saying? Then he said, yo, I actually would have gave her some rhymes. You know what I'm saying?
No, he said he wrote rhymes for her.
She couldn't spit it.
Who the fuck could follow you, Nori?
First of all, why are you writing me?
Right, right. Listen. As soon as I heard that, because
that's funny. I even think about that. That's funny.
As soon as I heard that, now as 2020,
this is not English.
As 2023, Torre, who's written songs, who's vocal produced artist, who's been in the studio. I made my own records. I've made records for other people. I know all that it entails to write a rhyme for somebody and to have them deliver that rhyme.
Yep.
There's no part of my being that makes me believe that Nori is capable of handling
not,
that.
Not even in that pinky?
No,
not even
in my pinky. It's not in there? Not even my pinky nail.
The cuticle?
Not even my hangnail. Do I feel that? I'm like, yo, even if Nori wrote somebody a rhyme and was like, here, go in the booth and say that.
Yeah,
how do you get, I don't know how you say this shit.
Yeah,
that part, you know, that part puzzled me.
That's the shit I'm talking about.
That's the shit.
Yeah.
But overall, yeah, man, you know, good energy on this joint. Humor, Nori kind of tried to stick to somewhat
humor
of a story.
It's a lot of chauvinism, though, boy. It's
this is hip hop in 1998. Good, sir. You were there. But yeah, but with all of that said, I wasn't mad at it. Good joint. I gave it 7.5.
Same.
7.5?
Yep.
Look at us. Same. Let's take them to 40 Allen.
Ooh, a little remake?
Yeah.
A little remake of a classic.
Is that a classic G-Rap record? Let's get into that.
I mean, I'm a rap nerd shit.
Yes.
Rap nerd.
I think for us New Yorkers, us New Yorkers, especially because that was a mixed show mainstay. Like, that was playing.
Also,
like,
Rikers Island was a big part of our childhood.
And unfortunately, some people's adulthood.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
110%.
But yeah, that would play Marley Marl, right? He was on the radio,
I love playing.
He was playing that joint. So it was a record that we heard.
He produced the original record.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is he was on the radio, too.
At this time.
At that time.
Gotcha.
Right. Yeah. I like this joint, B.
I love this joint,
B. I like this joint, B.
Fucking G-Raps first, bro? First of all, let's not even get that. Yo, Nori's verse is hard. I fucks with Nori's verse.
Listen, you got a subject matter that he can speak in depth to, and I'm not trying to be right.
No,
I'm not being funny. Like
he's in his comfort zone.
He's in his
zone. They say write about what you know.
Right.
Shit. Guess what?
There you go.
Guess what?
There you go. G-Rap Mussolini on the joint.
Yeah.
Marley flipped the OB.
Yep.
And G-Rap actually flipped his verse, one of his verses from the original. That was like 4 verses too on G-Rap's original.
Crazy.
There was so much jail. There was so many things to say about jail. It was so many reasons to keep you out of jail.
Homemade blades galore. Jigsaw your fucking jaw to your drawers. CO, one eye closed, watching you pour.
You're pissing.
How do you pause 100 outlaws from taking yours? Man.
Not go.
That guy still.
Go,
he
sir.
He still raps.
Cool, good rapper.
8 years later, after the song.
After the song.
And still got the best verse.
He said, let me revisit. what's happening out here in these streets.
Son, no, it's the same shit. What's happening in the '90s, same shit happened in the '90s.
Right, they just got more, you know.
Same shit, same shit in jail. Just the internet. They got the internet.
Right, it's got more reasons. They got more ways to talk about it. That's it. You know what I mean? Maybe a couple more, ways to make a shank. You know what I mean? Same shit
happening. I don't understand why niggas...
The spork was invented.
Why you have your ear to the floor listening to some nigga get raped? That's crazy. This song is hard, though.
Tough record.
I fuck with this
tough record. Love the original.
Yep.
Love this remake.
Yep.
Everything about it, everything that it should have done, I think it checks all of those boxes. 100%. Nori sounds good on it because really Nori is sticking to a very familiar subject matter.
Really good enough.
And he doesn't need to be lyrical miracle to get his point across because it's something that he can vividly give you in detail because it's part of his life experience.
But even his approach, like it's not the same N.O.R.E. flow.
No, it's not.
He's rapping.
Yeah,
like,
It's not
straightforward.
Yeah, it's not this free flow shit.
You should do it a little more, you know. He does it again.
I like Nori being Nori.
But I like him mixing it up though, because it's like, you know, they say, because a lot of people say Nori can't rap. And I'm like, he actually can rap when he puts his mind to it. And this is a
yeah, but he don't want to do that a lot.
This is a perfect example.
He doesn't want to do that a lot.
He could clearly.
Talk to me. What we got?
Score?
Yep. Or you got more to say?
No, I don't. So I was going back and forth between...
Yeah. Where you at?
8.5 and 9.
Okay.
I was like, it's not a lot bad with this record. It's not, you know, it's not exceptional. It's just really good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm tough. I'm stuck, man. I'm gonna defer to you.
Okay.
Which one you gonna pick?
Where
should I go?
I didn't go. I didn't have a back and forth. It was a solid 8.5 for me.
Solid 8.5 for you. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll stay put then. I'll stay put. All right. Stay 8.5.
8.5?
I'll stay put.
Yeah. Solid 8.5. Like dope record. It's actually a record that I hadn't heard in so long. I kind of forgot about. Yeah. But I listened to
Mussolini
it a couple of times.
Murked it. Like we just stepped it up. Maybe
it's a solid joint. Solid. I mean, G-Rap obviously is the star of the show. Yeah. Like we said, but you know, there's not many shows that G-Rap is gonna show up to and not starring. Yeah. So yeah, man, it was a dope joint. I actually went back and listened to the original a couple times too.
Same.
Yeah. Crazy to hear the difference in sound from the early 90s to the late 90s and
less,
technology.
Less snap, crackle, and pop.
Yeah, way less. Way less cereal.
Niggas really was putting their ear to the bowl, son.
Yo, me too. That shit was right.
That's some marketing, son.
Everything was marketed
son,
back
niggas
then,
was
bro.
Like, yo, this little...
You remember the Dos Effects episode?
This little white man fucking talking in my server. That's crazy. That's crazy. Son. That's nuts. Which
they sound different when you pour water as opposed to milk.
Yo!
The Way We Live featuring Chico DeBarge.
Chico DeBarge,
produced by L.E.S.
Chico DeBarge was hot.
Man, Chico DeBarge was hot.
Yeah, he had that record. He had a 97. I forget the title of the album, but that was my album.
Nah, Chico definitely.
I can't remember right now.
Chico had a moment.
He had a moment.
He resurrected that light-skinned DeBarge thing, huh?
You're igging me, baby. You're igging me, baby.
Also, yo, can we just...
Speaking of other, he's also a thug, too.
Very much so. Because his reign was very short-lived. Because there was a lot of Rikers Island. You see how it all ties in together? Just a quick sidebar. Mm-hmm. The fucking DeBarges.
DeBarges.
Oh, my God. What an incredible family.
How were y'all... A number of ways. But
right. But let's just talk about what they did in the studio.
How do y'all have all of those?
Nah, they're great.
Yo, come on. Like, I forgot.
Voices.
I forgot El could play the piano, man. Like
voices and tones. And vocal talent and pens
and slaps.
And instrument and
slaps.
And catalog.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, nah. Yo,
oh
because the
God.
Crazy shit is once you get past like the most popular records, you get into just listen to the album. Just get into the albums. Get into album cuts. Because guess what? You won't be disappointed.
Fire.
They just had records that were more popular.
Fire.
Not necessarily that they were the best records they made.
Yo, bro. The best of DeBarge?
Oh, God. The best of DeBarge is stupid. But just get into like, you know what I'm saying? Just get into albums, yo.
Same Chaka Khan, singular voice. Minnie Riperton, singular voice, Luther, like there's certain special ones, man. You they could kick one note, you know exactly who they are.
Dog.
L? Yo, you know L had what's the name under pressure? Had Mike under pressure.
Yeah.
He had Mike under pressure.
Yeah, for sure. There was definitely, yeah. You know that.
That's why
that,
Mike had to keep dancing. Because right. he couldn't, that falsetto was tough, yeah, but it wasn't L.
Right, no, for sure. Mike said, but can you moonwalk? Right. All right, come on, let's get into the song. Yeah. This is a The Way We Live featuring Chico DeBarge. Yeah, yeah. So this is like a hood tale. I like this. You know, I like this hood parent. Love.
I love this on paper.
Okay.
It just makes all the sense in the world.
They Chico's hot. Yeah, but they're also kind of similar.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody thought, you know, the DeBarges were Hispanic. They're not. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, your name is also Chico.
Right. Your name is Chico.
It goes with Victor. Right. It's right. Santiago.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? So I just like this pairing. Chico's really hot at the time. No, Nori's coming out the gate. This is a little bit of like Latin, you know, connection there. Mm-hmm. Both thugs.
Both R&B, thugs. That's what I'm saying.
R&B
right.
thug, real, yeah, you know, yeah, street yeah. thug.
These guys was really about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You got
yeah,
one
yeah.
bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Not at all. So the song itself, though, what do you
so
think?
So I got, he's talking hood love shit. Yep. You know, there's an ode to his lady. Obviously, Chico comes in for the mm-hmm. chorus. He mm-hmm. gives us those, mm-hmm. you know, he gives us those tones. He uses the melody from Secret Lovers.
That's the melody.
Yeah, that's the Atlantic Star joint.
Amazing song.
And then I got Nori Needs More up-tempo records. So I think that because this mm-hmm. record, BPM-wise, is a little slower, mm-hmm. it leaves more room to see the holes in the Nori delivery.
And see, and that, are you talking about this song specifically or the album?
Well, this song specifically.
Okay. The beat needed to be a little faster.
Yeah, I think Nori just thrives better in something that moves quicker because the way his delivery is rapid. Yeah. So when you put him on something real smoothed out, he can't give you that same rapid flyer shit. So now he's got to dig in. And like we've seen it, you said he can rap like on 40 Allen, right? Yeah. But when you get into subject matter with a slow joint and it's a chick joint, I think it kind of exposes Nori a little bit on this song.
Yeah, I agree with that. You gotta produce around him for sure. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But then you got a record like N.O.R.E. That's not a fast record.
You know what I mean? But at least he's up. He's more up on it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely more assertive on that shit for sure.
For sure, for sure. You know, cool.
I like it. I give it an 8.
Give it 8? Yeah. Gave it 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah. The Change. Produced by Kurt Gowdy.
Yeah. Again, man, the sequence in this album is just weird.
The sequence on this song is weird, bro.
On this song?
This beat is all over the place.
Yo, bro. This...
Yo, it's like 3 beats in one. And they doing different things at different times, and I'm confused. Yeah. And I got a headache.
I got a slight
migraine.
But even the hook is wild. Like, it's like, yo. He said, if you can't find me, look for me on the internet. But if you can't call me, why would you go to the internet before you call him? Like, what? I don't. What?
Yeah, man. I was saying, like, it's a lot of things happening on this record, but they don't all align. It doesn't all come together for me.
And I think the hook is pretty ridiculous, man.
I also got ghetto twins. Oh, because Nori was talking about having kids. He has ghetto twins.
Oh, gotcha.
His kids being very close in age.
Yeah, I think the beat still knocks. It sounds very late 98, but I think it still knocks.
Bro, it's like 3 different parts of this beat, and I'm not sure when they met, but... I don't like the Minaj. I gave this song a 7.
I think I gave this song a 7 as well. And I did, yeah.
Yeah?
So, yep.
And 7. You actually liked the beat. Ha ha ha. Let's get into take a trip, man. Take a trip to a museum.
Is there a Nori museum? I feel like.
Nori's got some joy. Well, listen. If every artist with hit records has a museum, then. This goes in the Nori Museum.
But you gotta have a lot of hit records to have a museum.
But Nori's got some shit, bro.
I don't know about museum shit, though. It's a fair. It's like a.
It's a fair?
It's a fair.
It's like exhibit at the library?
It's a pop-up.
It's a pop-up?
It's a pop-up. Yo. It's a pop-up. What about a museum?
It don't pop-up. It's crazy. I don't know about for a
museum. Like, if your biggest record of your career is on your first album. Grimy?
Super Thug.
Not bigger than Super Thug.
Yeah, Super Thug probably be the
Those
biggest,
are the 3 biggest. There's no bigger records than those 3.
I mean, the reggaeton shit was, for that demo, was huge. But I'm talking
rap shit.
Okay. All right, so pop up it is.
Pop up.
For a limited time. Merch. Get your tickets now.
Merch on the side.
Mad merch.
Go get the merch.
Mad what hoodies.
What tees.
Mad what hoodies.
No doubt.
Listen, I always love the what. Singing sung behind, I mean,
oh,
the,
love, behind
the, on the Super
love.
Thug. That is, chef's kiss. That is the sprinkle that you needed to take that to a different place.
Love.
Neptunes and they cocker spaniel. All right, gotta talk about it.
Did they have a cocker spaniel? Was he talking about them in the studio? Like,
you know what's crazy? When I was sitting with Nori, over the weekend, okay. We were at Rolling Loud.
Okay.
He was with EFN. Obviously, we're talking Drink Champs. We're talking Rolling Loud. I had 6 million questions I wanted to ask Nori.
That's not making the cut, bro.
But it wasn't, it just wasn't the time or place. Yeah. But, like, number one question on my list was, what the fuck are you talking about? Was there in fact, a cocker spaniel at the studio?
Was it theirs? Like,
what? Well, listen, we are talking about Pharrell and Chad.
For sure.
So it very much could have been.
Are they sharing a dog also? That's also weird.
They share production credit.
A puppy?
A cocker spaniel?
A canine? Jesus Christ.
All right, talk to me about Super Thug.
I mean, just phenomenal record, man. I mean, this is the difference between an artist, you know, doing his own thing in the studio, and we've talked about this a number of times, and an artist actually getting with a real producer.
Mm-hmm.
When that producer locking into what that person does and figuring out the sound bed, the delivery, the energy. I mean, this is the best song he's ever made. And I don't think it has everything to do with the fact that it's Pharrell navigating it. I mean, the energy. I mean, the verses, they're fun. Even if you're not listening to them, they sound fun. It's a rock and roll fucking beat almost. You know what I'm saying? Like, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, that's fucking a good guitar riff for
it's
sure.
It's fucking rock and roll. The energy, boom, boom.
And it's obnoxious.
Boom, boom. The percussion is rock and roll.
But the drums is slapping.
Foolish.
Yeah.
Absolute foolish. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, you can't fail in this record. He could do whatever the fuck he wants on this record, which he did.
Yeah.
And it still fucking works.
It still works.
That shows you the genius of the Neptunes.
Hit record. Yes, hit record. You know, Chad and Pharrell, early on in their careers, but this was one of the ones that really put them on the map as hit makers. And they did it numerous times. You know, they did it over and over and over again. They gave Nori some of his biggest records and so many of your other favorite artists as well.
For sure.
You know, I spoke
They have a museum.
They have a fucking...
Yeah.
What's bigger than that? What's next?
Bigger than museum?
I don't know. What's after that?
I don't know.
Compound? I don't know.
Coliseum?
I don't
know, man.
A mausoleum? They got all types of shit.
Yeah,
they got all that shit.
All that shit.
Yeah, man. But yeah, this is just, I mean, it's an undeniable record. It's infectious. If the high, what's don't get you, the
what?
Like that gets you.
That was just the icing.
That's just beautiful.
That's just the icing.
Yeah, that's just the chef's kiss.
I wonder how much of this album was made after this song.
That's a good question.
Because, you know, you can tell, like, there's different levels of songs.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, N.O.R.E. sounds more polished.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then you got, like, the Carl Thomas record, which sounds, like, more demo-ish. So I wonder, you know, being in the studio with these guys and getting the direction, how much of that, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, bled into the rest of his album.
You had to, I would have to assume that a lot of the album was done and this came toward the latter.
They needed that one.
The latter half, right? Because they've already had success with Mason looking at me and something else, right? Like, they couldn't even be in the video, right?
Yeah.
For that,
yeah.
To them going and being on the song and Pharrell speaking on the song and them being in the video. So, you know, they had gotten their chops up a little bit from there. And then they just went on to just, like, do amazing, miraculous things.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, if I had to guess, because I'm just listening to the complexion of the whole entire project, this is definitely nothing, like, unlike anything else.
Ever.
And I feel like if you get this record early, you don't make some of those other records. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Fair. That's what my A&R mind tells me.
I'm fucking with it.
I could be wrong.
I'm fucking with your analysis.
But yeah, man, it's a fucking great record, bro. What'd you give it?
Nine?
Yeah. It's a nine. Why is it not a 9.5 or a 10?
I mean, because Nori's not doing it for Jay-Z. But Jay-Z does it for Rebby.
Because if Hope jumped on it.
Yeah, like, it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, garbation, you know what I mean? Like,
all my whips got navigation. Why your whips are just garbation?
Is
you know what you're facing?
What's the subject, man?
Oh man, shout out to Nori, man.
Shout
I love,
the fuck
I,
to Nori.
Lo- I love shout you, the fuck you know.
To Nori. Yo, Nori used to make smart niggas I know talk dumber. He was so infectious. He made me. I was like, yo, why are you talking like, why are you doing dumb language? That's not how you speak, man.
Yo, bro, put the bogey out of your face. Now you ass straight face.
Yeah, ashtray face.
Oh man. Alright, the story.
Story.
The story.
Now we're getting some storytelling from
featuring you. Maze, mm-hmm. produced by LES. Mm-hmm. It's Da Story.
Da Story.
Let's get into this call. He got at 4 a.m.
More, another LES beat. More Asian elements.
Mm-hmm.
More
confusion.
Wait, did we tell the story?
Yeah.
It's all over the place. I mean, but it's also still visual also. The story, yes. The story is definitely confusing. Story is definitely confusing, but he jumps scenes. Yeah.
There's a key element. There's a key element in this story that I'm confused about, but I'm going to pull up the lyrics while you talk.
Okay. No, yeah, like you're right. He doesn't have it's not a seamless story like somebody's got to die, right? It's not that at all. But what he does is like, the storytelling is very much how he rhymes. It's patchwork. He just keeps jumping into different scenes.
So no one was actually shot?
No.
Nobody was shot, right? Because it says...
They didn't just shoot at each other. No, nobody
shot. Yeah, they shot... Well, it says, what the hell? These niggas just shot at Rel. Yo, they missed, though. Yep, Blaze Moose by his ribs though. So Rel didn't get shot. Did Moose get Blaze? Got Blaze by his ribs? Did he get shot the ribs?
Was that near his ribs?
Right. Was he grazed?
Was it flesh wound?
Because they end up at the hospital, right?
Yeah.
I was just confused. The story started off, I wasn't sure if there was anyone who's a victim or not.
He just said nobody got shot, and then he said his man got hit in the ribs.
Did Moose get shot or not? This is what I want to know. This is the opening.
You don't go to the hospital if you don't get shot.
This is the opening 4 bars. I need to know. We need to establish.
We've covered this man opens up however the fuck he wants to open up. Pause.
So, yeah, that was it. That was it, yo. Because then later on in the verse, it says them cats tried to shoot Moose.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried to shoot him. So they did not, in fact.
But we went to the hospital? I'm so.
All right, man. That's it. That's it. I was just confused.
But what?
I was confused from there. And from there on, I just couldn't follow along with the story.
Nobody can answer this except Nori. And I'm not sure Nori can answer that.
Nori shot somebody. The story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I got, man. The story's all over the place. Not sure if Moose got hit. Beat is cool.
Beat is cool.
What'd you give it?
7.5. 7.5?
I gave it a 7.
Okay.
All right. Let's get into the mathematics.
You get your stories together if you want this man's fucking... get only, your story together.
Listen, there's a way more compelling story coming up in this track list, sir.
Listen.
And this is the
boy Nori actually can tell a story.
This is the thing, right? Yeah. If we're going to grade Nori on the Nori curve, I'm going to grade Nori on this album. I'm going to compare his songs to his songs.
For sure.
The story versus Body in the Trunk.
I got you.
Come on, bro.
Listen.
There's one that is a cinematic visual.
It's a classic. That is a hip-hop classic.
All of that. Well, let's get to it. Let's get to it. All right, we got to get to the mathematics first.
We got to go to the mathematics.
Esta loca. Who and Duro want production. Shout out to my guys. I saw them last week.
What's up, Duro?
Yeah, shout out to my guy, Duro. So Nori is enjoying life on this one again. Mm-hmm. Just having fun with it. It sounds very 1998.
But a good song.
Good song.
That's why I was asking, you know, what songs were made after Super Thug, because this is actually a smart record. Nori's performance is good. He's still being Nori, but his performance is good. He sounds good on it. The hook sounds good. It's a smart record.
Guess what? Clue and Duro were pretty good for that, yo.
I mean, I don't love the beat, though.
Well, I mean,
I like the song.
Overall, putting shit together, understanding.
Them dudes put a lot of work.
Yeah, they put in super work. Obviously, people just know Clue from being a mixtape DJ icon. I mean, but
we don't get a Fab or Joe Budden without
Tons of A&R work, tons of behind the scenes in the studio production, tons of ghost work. obviously, Duro, one of the best engineers and mix engineers in the game.
And now super exec.
Super exec, you know what I'm saying? Making a whole lot of bread. Shout out to my brother, Duro. So I was just puzzled as to why the song is called Mathematics. And not just Esta Loca.
Yeah, it's definitely an Esta Loca song.
Right. What did the mathematics come in at? I don't even think they even said any numbers on this song.
No, there's no numbers on this.
It's not alphanumerical. So I gave it an 8.
I gave it 8 also.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Wow, this is probably the most we've ever been in sync in our years of doing.
Whatever. You have this narrative of us not agreeing. We agree
because
it makes
it better.
That's true.
It makes it better TV.
That's true.
The assignment. produced by Nasheen, featuring Busta Rhymes, Spliffstar, and Maze.
Nasheen is one of the best of that era, by the way.
Oh my God.
This beat is fucking tough.
Nah, Nosh is crazy.
Nosh is nuts. Like, you talk, if we want to get everybody's top five beats from that era, Nosh is up there. I mean, most of it is with Biggie, but still.
Like, yeah, well, still, listen, don't fault me for the talent that I worked with. Hey, you man, know what I'm saying?
But he still got joint Mason, all those up. Anyway.
Yeah,
Nosh is crazy, man.
So now, that OG Hitman thing was a different type of thing, bro.
And they all did different things,
they
man.
They all did different things. D-Dot
and
Call Me Again yesterday.
Oh,
we like friends now.
We're like friends.
We're like buds.
I like D-Dot, man.
Yeah, we're like buds.
I like this era that he's in also. Again, why are the best songs on this album at the fucking bottom of the album?
It's sequenced.
It's
terribly.
So fucking weird. Like, this is a record with fucking.
Is it Martin Moore? Who is responsible? I want to know.
I don't know, bro. But we got Super Thug. We got Esta Loca. We got fucking Busta and Mussolini and
we
Nori.
We have Banned from TV banned from first.
I'm talking about the bottom, though, right?
Right, we got Super Thug.
And then
all
Body
the
Trunk is
here.
Next, bro. Like, we can't spread this out with some of those weak ass records, man.
It was a way better. I'm going to reformat this album and put it on the Spotify link or the Apple Music link.
It's gonna be bad.
I'm gonna resequence the album. I'm gonna do that for y'all.
I'm gonna do that
for the people.
Yeah, send it to me, please.
Man, make it a better album.
This is fucking crazy. Like, yo, this Busta record is hard. Shit has got Nasheem and Busta Rhymes, and this shit is like the second to last song on the album.
Bro, this record could have been so tough though.
So tough.
If the Spliffstar verse and the Maze appearance.
Left. No, I like Maze's appearance. He got interrupted. I actually wish it was longer. He got interrupted by Nori. Nori came back.
They left a little to be desired. To me.
I like Maze's verse.
I wasn't mad at it. Obviously,
it's just short.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, Spliff though. Like, we didn't need Spliff. We never need Spliff.
No disrespect.
But I mean,
this I don't think on this type of record specifically did we need a Spliffstar verse. Yeah, I think Nori and Busta and even Maze, right? Nori and Busta and Maze, that would have been
a joke.
That'd have been nice.
The beat is tough.
Why they didn't shout Maze out in the chorus either, yo? They said everybody else's name.
It was definitely a lot of fucking flip mode.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he's part of the crew, maybe. I don't know.
Nah, bro. You said
Thugged Out Entertainment?
Yeah. Don't just I'm not Thugged Out Entertainment, bro. I'm Maze.
Yeah,
Maze.
Well, maybe
he got on later?
Yeah. Maybe Nori put him on later.
And then took him off, basically.
No, because what happened?
It interrupted him.
Think about this though. Like, what if Busta wanted Spliff on it? So he's like, well, fuck it. If you're gonna have Spliff on it, I gotta have my man on it to make it make sense.
Okay.
That's the more.
You can't call shots on my album, sir.
You said what?
You can't call the shots on
my album.
No,
I'm saying Nori. Right. I'm saying if Busta's like, yo, I want it, you know, Spliff on this shit. You're saying Busta.
Yeah.
I don't think he calls shots. Think about it. Busta's Busta Rhymes, man.
He definitely is.
Niggas ain't saying no to Busta like that. He was already thugging his way in the. He already made this clear.
He was already
thugging in sessions.
He was going to get on your record, 100%. Whether you liked it or not.
And send you that invoice. You know what I'm saying? Give you weed and send you an invoice.
Yeah. I left my lighter in here? Nah, bro. There's no lighters in here, bro. Yeah. All right, well, fuck it.
Hey, smoke this.
Yeah, but here.
Whip up a 16.
I like that. Shout out to Busta Rhymes.
Thugged it out. I pioneered the feature.
I did say Nori and Spliff made it I gave it an 8, but okay. I did say that Nori and Spliff should have brought it down to a 7.5.
Damn, I gave it an 8.5.
Okay.
Again, didn't have a problem with Maze's verse, liked it.
Yeah, I just said Nori and Spliff, so I wasn't mad at Maze's
verse. Yeah, Nori's going to be Nori. Nasheem, you know, shines. This song should not have been at the fucking bottom. This is annoying.
Late, yeah, it's
this,
late.
This would give it has dimension. Busta on it, like, just should be in the middle of your fucking album.
Yeah,
for
sure.
At the lowest,
it should have showed up, especially with an album of this length.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Obviously, that was the norm at that time. Pause, but you know, I'll be like when you listen to this album
think
now,
about it, it's only what 15 songs. I mean, it's not crazy.
No, but there's a lot of songs to listen to Nori on.
Nori, gotcha.
Moving on.
Moving on. Let's
do it. Back Let's at the pop it. Up. We back at the pop up.
We from full. We in full bloom.
Yeah, merch. You getting a hoodie and t-shirt?
Man, we got. Fucking,
they got long sleeve tees.
Listen.
They got socks.
Listen.
They got cups. You want to get a cup? You want a mug?
I mean, is he going to say getting head in the whip, not crashing?
Oh, God.
My mug say that?
Body in the Trunk did not realize that this was produced by Dame Grease back then.
Mm-hmm.
Does not sound like Damon.
Sure is.
Yeah, I love that.
Sure is.
Love that. I don't know if I forgot or if I just probably didn't. I just didn't.
Wasn't this on the Firm album also?
Nah.
It wasn't?
Nah, it wasn't.
Okay. It was making the mixtape rounds.
It was definitely on the mixtape rounds. This is an incredible record, though.
I remember Clue. First time I heard it was on a Clue tape. I was like, wait, Nas Clue? And...
Clue was stealing Dats, baby. I was like, know that. Know that.
I was like, wait a minute. I like this Noriega song.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I was like, you think Nas and Noriega? That sounds like a train wreck. I'm like, he's about to get put through the blender.
Nah, perfect.
Not at all.
Perfect pairing.
Not at all. He sounds like himself.
Perfect.
And the storytelling, I don't know if people like, Nori doesn't have a lot of nuance, right, when it comes to his shit.
Right.
He starts telling a story, right, which is hilarious, right? Somebody wanted to see your gun. What the fuck are you asking to see my gun for? That's crazy.
No. He asked if he could see the grenade. The iced out grenade.
Oh, the iced out grenade. I thought it was a grenade sometimes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's what I got.
Yeah, he wanted to see his chain.
He wanted to see his chain. Like, right. You know, I said I would let him see it, but he didn't like the way he approached it.
I didn't like his mannerism.
He's like, yo, go shoot. His man said to just shoot him. Shoot him because he want to show him his chain. That's wild, right?
Wow.
But then he's like, yo, he turns around and he's like, yo, repeat it. He starts talking shit.
He said what? Repeat it again?
He pauses his account and then gets with Nas. Like so, almost some movie shit.
Right.
Nas comes through, right? Talking blah, 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 blah. He's like, well, yeah, I wound up shooting him anyway. It's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, that was some fucking movie shit. They switched
right, scenes, right?
Because you don't know how that scene ended. It's how the scene ended.
Right.
I was like, yo, that's fucking, this is
see,
slick.
This is the producer, director, writer.
This is
writer
slick, though.
Yeah.
But I didn't notice that back in the days.
Nah, we didn't.
I just liked the song.
I
was like, oh,
when you
shit.
Really look at that.
He
yeah.
broke that.
That's really dope.
That was kind of fly.
I'm very sure it was unintentional.
110%. Total accident.
Very sure it was an amazing accident.
He's like, okay, where can we put Nas's verse?
Kind of like the Top Billing beat. You know what I mean? A great accident. That's very good. I was surprised at Nas and Noriega only because, and you know, maybe naive of me, when there was a big gap between their success and... Nas and Nori. Like, Nas was...
Oh, yeah, Nas was
a star.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Star. Superstar.
So, for him to appear on the Nori album, I guess you think about the Firm, not Nori
it's
was on
Queens,
there.
But people, bro.
It's Queens. It's Queens Love. Queens. But I wasn't thinking, and I don't think I was thinking in those terms back then.
It's Queens.
I wasn't thinking in those terms back then.
Nori's
I was
acceptance.
Always... I've been a Nas fan. This is what this is telling me.
Okay.
Because even like when he was in the Survival of the Fittest video and on the Mobb Deep shit, I was like, yo, that's really dope that Nas, but it's Queens Love. Queens Love.
I love seeing Nas in that fucking Survival of the Fittest video. I love that shit.
Yeah, that shit was so, because he wasn't on the song or nothing, it was just like, yo, he popped out.
Popped
you know what
down,
I'm saying?
Popped
that's
out.
That's love.
Just whipped around
yeah,
the hood that's
shit,
it.
Man. Yeah, I love that.
Love that shit, man.
And I love him on this record, bro. Yeah. It's a really, really.
Are you kidding me?
Like, especially with Nori's skill set is, for them to pull this type of record off with the back
worked.
And forth, with the storytelling, with the intricacies that it needed to come across the way it needed.
Yo,
show a nigga what he riding with. Fuck that, you hot. Like, yo,
no, I love that this motherfucker was mad. Like, you came to my crib with a fucking body.
You good?
Who you with? Blah, blah, blah. He threw out all this reasonable shit about I shouldn't be fucking with you. And he was like, yo, fuck it, come on.
Yeah, but fuck it, I ride with you.
Okay, let me.
And Nori was like, yo, why you talking about? You talking about something like you know? I'm like, y'all went to school.
204. PS204. He got specific with the school.
I love this record, bro.
Son,
I love this record.
Body in the trunk, son. What's going to be? I love the
concept. The beat is fire, too.
The beat is crazy.
The beat is fire,
concept
too.
Is stupid. It's Nas
and
storytelling.
Super pull it. No. Nas is acting better on this than he did in Belly.
Yo, that's not hard.
Just like the, you know, because you got to have inflection, you got to have emotion.
Yeah.
Like, you getting all that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you get all of that out of Nas in this joint. Definitely.
You holding, that means you still sling it. Like.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought you was off that. Yeah, that's it. Great story, details, you know, cinematic, all the things we love, man. I gave it a 9.
9.
Gave it a 9?
9.
Yeah, gave
classic.
It a 9, man. Yeah.
Classic.
For sure.
Start his album off with a classic.
End it with a classic. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
He got all the help with the shit.
Nori had, listen,
a
they called in,
help,
they called in the reserves and everybody showed up for NO.
A lot of help.
And what we get out of it is a really solid album. What do you give it overall?
Overall album, I give an 8.
8?
Yeah.
It's about an 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's about an 8.
Yeah, man, successful album. Classic still.
Right.
Still got, you know, monumental records like Super Thug.
So this record drops in July of 98. Mm-hmm. It's gold by September of 98. And that's right when Super Thug dropped. So Super Thug pushed it over to gold, and then it went on to go platinum. Nice. You know, and this is on Penalty Records.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yes, man. So overall, an 8 for me as well. Absolutely. Solid debut album. Absolutely. Definitely set Nori on the path to, you know, where he is now with success and trajectory and all of that.
And this wasn't, you know, his last joint. Yeah, like I said, grimy coming out. Yeah, you know, nothing. Big record. I mean, he had a lot of success with Neptunes. He knew, you know what he had.
That's it, man. Like, man. Share, subscribe. Yeah, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what I mean? This is Hard to Earn. This is what we do. Classic albums on the anniversaries. New albums. Worthy new albums.
You're already.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My brother Biso here with all of his genius and expertise.
Man. Hey, man.
You know what I mean? I just show up in the white tee and we make it happen.
Ah, Hard to Earn.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. You damn right.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.